Matthew Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet, in your browser, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial, you know, with the knobs or the push buttons, you can preset to 102.9. Here today, virtually, with another candidate for our biennial election coming up November 4, 2025. For school committee this time, Stephen Karunikan. Stephen, thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a great opportunity for me, and I'm honored to speak with you and about the school committee. And once again, appreciate your efforts for scheduling this on a short notice and setting up this. I'm all excited to speak what I have for the school committee.
Good. We're excited to hear because we haven't had the opportunity yet in the ways to meet at one of the festivals, farmers markets, whatever, but we'll meet in real life at some point in time. So, yeah, we can at least find out what brings you here. And we'll start with that. You know, what's your Franklin story? Tell us briefly about either your road to Franklin or your life in involvement here in the community.
Absolutely. Before we got started, I was talking about a few things, right? So I came to Franklin in 2021 during middle of the pandemic, or I would say end of the pandemic, with my son in elementary and my daughter was in kindergarten at that point of time. And the main reason we chose Franklin is nothing but the school district and also the community, right? So how treat each other well. And these are all some of the reasons for coming into Franklin. And the other aspect is the safety, how safety is for the public. This city was one of the top safest cities in the country. And it has a fantastic neighborhood. And I secured a lot of friendship in this town through various activities, be it a soccer, be it any type of school volunteer work and things like that. So I've seen a lot of moved around with a lot of people. So when I moved here to Franklin, I wasn't aware that Franklin has the nation's first public library. But now I proudly say to everyone that I come from a town which has the nation's first public library. So that's a great thing. So whenever I go out to speak with my friends or colleagues, I brag about that. Mm-hmm. And I live with my wife and two children. Now my son is a freshman at high school, and daughter is at the Lincoln Elementary School. She's a third grader. And it's been a few months, it's been in my thought for a few months that not just to complain about a system, but to join forces to support them and do whatever best I could give back to the community. And that's why I found school committee would be the best suit for my interest. And that's why we are here having this conversation. Mm-hmm. I was moved by a lot of changes since last couple of years, Stephen, I mean, on the school district side, right? So we have seen good teachers moving out, some of the performing arts being cut, and because of various budget reasons. That's what made me to decide to run for a school committee and kind of help them and support in whatever best capacity I could. So I have a master's degree in the management management side. So I'm trying to see how we can leverage my program management skill, how we could leverage my software development skills, and bring those efficiencies into our school community system.
Good. Yeah. Thank you for that. And clearly, I think, as you're somewhat aware, the civil discourse, certainly at the national level, has created a major political divide, and it's gotten worse. Fortunately, here on the local level, especially on the biennial, there's no party affiliations. It's just us. Yeah. We're all neighbors. We need to figure it out. But there still are opportunities to, you know, have that discourse, and hopefully it's civil. So can you tell a little bit about yourself as to how you would help make that a civil discourse?
So I, as I mentioned before, right, so when I pulled up for the papers to run for the school committee, the moment I came back home, I got a lot of calls, you know, from the existing school committee, and people have, you know, reached out to me to wish me good luck and also to help me with, you know, whatever information I needed. So that kind of town that we are living. So people are not here competitively looking for, hey, are you from a different party? Are you from a different side of the world or something, things like that? But what I see is they wanted us to join forces and then create simplicity, join forces and be part of the school committee where we can help and support our students and our children in their future generations. And that's how I see how this city, how this town is standing out compared to the other towns that we have.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, and I think you touched on it a little bit, but to be more explicit, what experience or background do you bring that would help you serve in this particular role on the school committee? Or another way to phrase it, What do you bring to the table that potentially would help set you apart from the others, either competing for the role or, to the extent you haven't said, or you, they're not really a competition, to collaborate, to coordinate with the others?
Yes. So I have about 2 decades of software development experience. I work for the major software companies in the world, as well as, you know, I also have a management degree, which will help me to see how I can support the school company with respect to the program management that they have. And also, I've been working with a lot of companies on the budgeting. So always the software companies runs on a tight budget, small timeline. So I have that experience. So I can see how I can bring those experiences and skills to help the school committee with the whatever deficit that we have and plan for certain, you know, certain mitigation steps to bring our budget back to you know, the normalized way, so that we can have a seamless school district with all the necessary, basic necessary foundation things that are needed for our students to grow.
Good. Thank you for that. Sounds good. And while welcome certainly to all the listeners, if you're new here, and you may not be aware that effectively the first 3 questions all the candidates got, and then now the next questions will be specific to the role of school committee. There are other questions that we talked with the town council and planning board, etc. So that way, with this approach, we should have at least some comparison. Same questions, similar people answering, perhaps in different ways, but then we as voters can pick and choose which one most aligns with the way we want to go so that we can create that informed ballot when we cast it on or before November 4th. So, on the school committee questions, particularly with the redistricting major decision certainly behind us, what do you see as the key priority for the school district?
Yeah, well, having said that, the redistricting now is complete from a process-wide, so we are into the new school zones and things like that. So we were one of the impacted families where my daughter was so close to Kennedy, and she felt very bad, you know, when they said you're moving to a different school zone. But I understand the redistricting is for a good reason, so I'm sure, you know, we will see some benefits out of it. But from what I understand from our current point of view, we still have a lot of refinement that needs to be done in terms of making it the school district school redistricting support ourselves in the now upcoming years. Having said that, right, the immediate needs, right? When I went to drop my daughter in the Lincoln School on the first day, the transportation routes, you know, which is still having a lot of issues people are complaining about in social media. And if you go to middle school, that's more, you know, difficult place where to get dropped and things like that because of the heavy traffic that goes on into those areas. I'm sure the school committee has been doing an excellent job so far. But I would also see how what is the scope that we have to improve certain policies there. Like for example, right? Do we need a separate start time for a 6th graders compared to a 7th and 8th grader, so that we can, you know, avoid everyone coming into the school area at that point of time, right? So that those are all some of the things that we do. Like I have the similar experience where I used to work in a place where a lot of company buses come on the same time, and we did the same thing. Like, hey, you need to come in a different time so that we can avoid the transportation issues that we had. And also we also have noticed about heard about some of the issues with buses is being full, or, you know, places are not there to kids for to serve for sitting down. So those things definitely we do have a lot of scope. That's where I see, and that's what I want to work with the school committee to avoid those kind of issues for our children. And the second thing is the classroom allocations or retaining the talents. So we just need to see how we can ensure the redistricting is helping on maintaining the staff that is needed, maintaining the resources that is needed for the schools to proceed, you know, without any issues. So those are all some of the top ones, immediate ones. And also we need to look at the policies from a policies wise, right? How we can bring our students or how we can educate our students to handle the upcoming or the you know the world is working towards AI and all kind of sorts of technological things, right? You would have heard this buzzword AI everywhere. With AI coming in rigor, it's high time for us to review the school policies, see how we can help our students prepare them for higher education. So I would possibly work with school committee to see how we can equip our student to get some knowledge on the latest technology trends, which is my core area, and then and also how to get some after clubs going on, or leverage the existing after clubs to embed these programs so that our kids will be knowledgeable on these things and stand out when they go out of the when they graduate from our schools. That is one area I would definitely focus on and see how we can continuously review our academics and then keep our children's on the cutting edge so that they'll be able to handle any upcoming change when they go out of the when they go out after the graduate.
Thank you for that.
And there is one more thing as well. So I always do a lot of comparison about the school zones between one town, one city to other towns and other cities. I think what we kind of lack here in our high school is more of a stream-based path for the children, for our students. That is something we need to explore. And there are other towns which does it, which help them to get into the college on their stream without any hassle. So that is something I would definitely work with the committee to see how we can help our kids to have some stream-based paths for the high schoolers.
Could you explain that a little more? I don't understand. I haven't heard that term in terms of stream-based. I
So
may
say.
recognize it be another term.
Yeah, say for example, right? If you want to bring your give your education on business, or if you want to give education on certain streams of
Okay,
like
so a pathway.
technology pathway for
Okay.
technology pathway or something like that, right? So help our high schoolers to right now what we mostly focus is on the traditional academics, right? So we want to see how we can do a tree stream based path for them, and also help them with some internships during the summer and the holidays. That will help them to equip when they go out of the high school after graduation to prepare to understand what they're going to do in their future, maybe in the college or wherever they end up after the graduation.
Sure. Yeah, and I think well, since he's relatively new at the high school, you'll be aware eventually of the senior project, which is a step towards that direction. And clearly we can do more, but it's also somewhat budget related. So it all
Absolutely.
comes back to money and resources. Yes. So with the school district responsible for the largest portion of the town's budget, what are your ideas to evolve or resolve the structural deficit? And I think you've alluded to some of those. So if you elaborate a little more on that.
So Franklin School District is one of the largest school districts, right? It has about 4,600 school students, and we have about 1,200 staff, and our budget is around 80 million, right, on the school system, and it takes about like major portion of our town budget. 80 million seems to be high, but still we are short of a few millions, right? We are short of 2 or 3 millions. So as a school committee member, I would exercise my management skills and ensure to see how we can save from the redistricting that we have done, and to allocate those funds to our critical areas like staffing, class sizes, etc. I would like request for a detailed audit of non-essential cost that is happening for the schools, right, through vendors contract, which again, no, which in the renegotiations with them and things like that, we can definitely save some not a huge money, but we can definitely save some money that can be routed to an appropriate school activity. Most of the time, we review the current scenario, right? We review what's needed now and things like that, but would encourage to look at the town population data, trends to anticipate the future enrollment, budget needed to run school, and things like that. I'm a data person. I love data. So leveraging town data to work with school committee and create probably a 3 or 5 years plan, anticipating the growth in our system. So that will definitely help us to see how I know pretty sure they would have done it. I mean, I've seen some documents where they anticipate the enrollment for next few years and things like that. But how we can see how we can effectively use those data and see how we, what is that budget that we need. And based on that, probably there are multiple ways of doing this, like probably increase the Chapter 70 or federal grants to address budget kind of challenges with our school district.
Yeah, the district does have a wealth of data, and if anything, that's one of the points I've been harping on from time to time is that they focus on kind of the immediate need and not necessarily leveraging all the data to tell that long-term story. Because, yeah, especially as part of the redistricting, they did on the one hand take, and it was either $3.7 or $3.8 million out of the budget to become more efficient. That story hasn't been well told. I think it got confused in the override discussions. And then secondarily, at least set us up so that we can still expand because the population, I think it's going to bottom out at 4,300, but then come back slightly to 44, 45 over the next 10 years, right? So, yeah, those pieces of the story definitely need to be broadly told. Yes, I agree.
And also, if you see right, from a budget point of view, I support override, right? So I support override, and if the amount is being the budget is being used efficiently for schools and other, critical needs, I support that. But we also need to see how we, if you see last few years, right, without even override, the budget, I mean the tax, property tax has been increased drastically because of the market rates and things like that. So we would definitely want to see how that money is being spent, right? So it is not like when I moved in, probably, I was paying a few thousand dollars less, but now I'm paying a few thousand dollars more in my property taxes. And definitely we should see how these money is being utilized before even we work towards our tax override and things like that. So these are all something definitely, I would work with our school committee along with our town council to see, there might be something that we can definitely do about it and see how we can improve our budget situations for the school in upcoming years.
Yeah, it's a worthy challenge. Well, we covered a bunch of topics. We have probably haven't covered them all, but is there a particular topic that you'd like to address, or at least you can use the opportunity to kind of make a closing statement for the folks who are listening to you to at least understand what you bring to the table for a school committee?
So as I mentioned before, we have a wonderful school committee. Currently, they serve, they did a lot of things, especially I was listening to the speeches of the existing school committee members, what they went through last couple of years in terms of a lot of senior members being resigning from the system and things like that. But at the same time, we also see opportunities. And that's why I would like to represent myself there and then see how I can, exercise my skills and help the existing school committee by joining forces with them and see how we can live, improve our budget situation or improve our the redistricting the issues that we have in whatever possible capacity. I would definitely wanted to contribute and after all it's for our kids, right? So we just need I just wanted to spend my time for them so that they have a better future in the upcoming years.
Definitely. Thank you for that. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. A reminder that per notice, as we're recording this today, the town clerk did receive the ballots in the office. So those who have requested mail ballots are starting to go out in the mail. They'll be able to vote via mail shortly. And as I think I mentioned earlier, in-person voting starts Friday, October 17th, and then closes out on the in-person voting at the high school from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on November 4th. So, Stephen, thank you for taking time today to explain what you want to do and how are you going to do it with the school committee. And listeners, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Steve, for the wonderful opportunity to discuss my candidacy for the school committee. And I'm grateful for your efforts for arranging this. And with Franklin resident support, I'd be honored to be part of the board to shape our brighter future for our schools. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.
This program was made possible by your Franklin friends and neighbors, good folks just like you. Thanks for supporting Franklin TV. And thanks for watching.